The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says it has released its most comprehensive analysis to date on veteran suicide. It sheds new light on high-risk groups of vets. KUOW's Veterans Affairs reporter Patricia Murphy explains.
The report examined completed suicides between 2001 and 2014. Unlike previous reports from the department, this one combines information on all recorded veteran suicides across the U.S. It shows, among other things, that in 2014, veterans accounted for 18% of all deaths by suicide among U.S. adults. Nearly 70% of those veteran deaths involved a firearm. The report also found the risk for suicide in veterans was 21% higher than people who never served in the military. VA Puget Sound's Dr. David Ruskin says vets in crisis can come in at any time and receive a comprehensive mental health evaluation that day. But he acknowledges getting vets to seek treatment before a crisis can be a challenge. That issue is brought out in another finding from the department's analysis. Of the 20 veterans a day who died by suicide in 2014, only a third used Veterans Health Administration services. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.